This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for March 30th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. CME Group is launching micro Bitcoin futures, which will be one-tenth the size of one Bitcoin, which could be worth about $5,800 as of this morning. That compares with the $17,000 or thereabouts price of Bitcoin when the CME launched Bitcoin futures on the 17th of December in 2017. Some in the crypto community blamed the CME for the cratering of Bitcoin prices after the launch of their futures contract made shorting easier. This will significantly reduce the cost of participation in terms of margins, while also giving options traders a more precise tool to hedge their positions. Congratulations to Andy Nybo, who was hired by MIAX as the company's first chief communications officer. ICE's new exchange in Abu Dhabi traded 8,854 lots with 6,344 ICE Murban crude oil futures and an additional 2,510 Murban-related cash-settled derivatives contracts. There were 27 firms trading on the IFAD. IFAD is ICE Futures Abu Dhabi. Japan Exchange Group, Inc., or JPX, is establishing a Center for Advanced Research and Development, Digima Lab, to design a future vision of JPX on April 1st, 2021. The Washington Post is reporting that Japan's Kyoto cherry blossoms peak on the earliest date in 1,200 years, a sign of climate change. What I want to know is where I can get my hands on newspaper records in Japan from 1,200 years ago. Bloomberg is reporting that Goldman Sachs summer interns will work from the firm's Wall Street offices. The in-person internships will follow a week of virtual training. The incomparable Seth Marin has joined Neurovest as their executive chairman. Here is a joint statement on the US-EU Joint Financial Regulatory Forum via the US Department of Treasury. Look for a link in today's newsletter. There were no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. For the first time, FTSE Russell is adding Chinese government bonds to its World Government Bond Index, or WGBI, beginning October 29, 2021. FTSE Russell announced the addition after completing a semi-annual review of global fixed income and equity markets. Read more details with a link in today's newsletter, Suzanne Cosgrove reported. Here's some more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. From the Wall Street Journal, as COVID-19 vaccines ramp up, hesitancy wanes, survey shows decline in reluctance, driven by increasing willingness in southern states and more broadly among Black Americans. A shrinking percentage of Americans are expressing reluctance to get a COVID-19 vaccine, a positive sign for the efforts to get shots in the arms of enough people to reach herd immunity. The findings come from the latest release of a large-scale survey conducted by the U.S. Census Bureau and developed in concert with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the National Center for Health Statistics. The most recent survey gauged responses from nearly 80,000 adults between March 3rd and March 15th. My comment, we need more data on this. Here's a story from Bloomberg. How the U.S. is vaccinating its way out of the pandemic. After a year of anxiety and isolation, millions of Americans a day are getting immunized against COVID-19 and starting to get their lives back. the nation's first COVID-19 vaccine started to arrive at hospitals across the country 9 months after the coronavirus shuttered the U.S. economy, killed hundreds of thousands, and wreaked havoc on every aspect of American life. That day reflected both a landmark scientific achievement and a logistical triumph. My comment, someone has a good PR team. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Vaccines become a race against time as CDC warns against COVID surge. Walensky, Biden call attention to risk of complacency. Not enough Americans are vaccinated to stave off a new wave. The U.S. could go the way of Europe with a burgeoning resurgence of the coronavirus as states loosen restrictions and more contagion variants become increasingly prominent, the nation's top public health official warned. U.S. Centers for Disease and Control and Prevention Director Rochelle Walensky said she had a feeling of impending doom amid a new wave of infections, even as the number of Americans vaccinated continues to rise. Scientists nationwide are calling out the dangers of loosening state measures like mask mandates and capacity restrictions. My comment, here we get some unvarnished thoughts. Impending doom is not good. Here's a press release from the CME Group. CME Group announces micro e-mini equity options reach more than 1 million contracts traded. CME Group, the world's leading and most diverse derivatives marketplace, today announced that more than 1 million options on its micro e-mini S&P and micro e-mini NASDAQ 100 futures contracts have traded since launch on August 31st, 2020. In addition, options on micro e-mini NASDAQ 100 futures achieved a single day trading record of 1,948 contracts on March 25th. Surpassing the previous record of 1,934 contracts reached on March 10th. My comment, for an institutional market, the CME keeps having success with retail-friendly contracts and should expect a big winner on their micro Bitcoin futures. Here are the top three most read stories from Monday's JLN. Our Monday, the most read stories was Forbes. Robinhood trader may face $800,000 tax bill. Bloomberg had the second best read story, which looked at some interesting trades that occurred on Friday. Unprecedented. Wall Street ponders Goldman block trade spree. The third most clicked was Mashable's capture of a hilarious skit that was broadcast on Saturday Night Live, with Pete Davidson explaining NFTs in another amazing Eminem parody on SNL. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.